is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody, and happy birthday. Happy birthday to Prime Social. It is the one-year...
Happy birthday, dear Prime.
Man, if Marilyn Monroe could come in here
and sing, we can
right
have
now.
Kate Upton do it.
Is she not Marilyn Monroe?
Well, we could have Holly come do it.
Holly's not Marilyn Monroe?
What about Mindy?
Saw Mindy yesterday. Yeah, she was with the Sabercats over. We taped our television show over at Rustic, and Mindy came by.
But can she come do the Happy Birthday, Dear Prime?
I don't know if she can sing. I don't know. But Mindy's doing good. She does our videos. Y'all got to watch
it. Why is Holly?
She's going to be doing some more videos soon, too.
Workout videos with our shirt on it?
With our shirt on it, yeah.
So why is Holly sending me tweets about Montez Sweat, I'm wondering? She wants to know about Montez Sweat. I don't know if that's a football
girls,
thing.
Do girls like guys named Sweat?
I don't know. Keith Sweat probably had some girls at one point in his life. I don't know a lot of guys named Sweat. I got Keith Sweat, and that's it.
Hugh Sweat.
Who's that?
Hugh Sweat. I don't know.
Ooh, Hugh Sweat.
Hugh Sweat. Speaking of which, did you see Baker Mayfield's new commercial?
Yeah, man, he's got to let that go. Man, you got to Baker.
That dude ain't letting
you
nothing
won,
go.
You won, Baker. Move on. No. Freddie Kitchens is your coach. Hugh died.
For those of you
like,
that didn't
let
see it.
Let it go, Baker.
Who's he in the kitchen with?
It's just like, I think it's just some kind of like fake infomercial or something.
No, I know, but who is it with him?
I don't know who
Isn't
that
it
is.
It's Cooper Kupp. That's right.
That's Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Manning.
Oh, that's Cooper Manning?
Cooper Manning.
Okay, what is that
commercial
about? Why
is he with Cooper Manning, of all people? That's a question to be asked.
Because he's the best of all the Manning brothers.
Well, yeah, but
that was everyone's favorite thing to say for about 10 years. Yeah, look, I know Peyton's good. This is when Peyton's in his prime.
Yeah.
Peyton and Eli are good. The best might have been Cooper. No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Everybody who lived in New Orleans and watched them all,
pretty sure Peyton was the best one.
Yeah.
And then Eli was second.
Eli was a distant second, and then Cooper.
And then Cooper. But he's in the kitchen with Cooper Manning, and he goes, that's something about, I like kitchens, because Freddie Kitchens is his coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitchens is better than Jackson. Hugh. No, yeah, something like that.
What is it? Yeah, we got to look it up. That's not it.
Maybe you can play it. The sound wasn't very good, Dell, if you can find it. The sound wasn't very good on the one I got. It seemed like it was recorded off the television.
Yeah, I saw it off the commercial, but it's...
Yeah, somebody recorded it off the television. Let me ask you this. Here's the most important thing from yesterday. Do you think Tiger is still in the hunt at 2-under while... Dell, and you can chime in on this.
Dell, go ahead and
while
chime
John
in
Rahm is 10-under right now. But John Rahm played the easier course yesterday, while Tiger played the tougher course.
Sounds like John Rahm played Golden Tee.
John Rahm did. He shot 62. Yeah. Although you're not a very good Golden Tee player if you shoot 62.
Yeah.
You're right? You got to be 20, 22, 23-under at Golden Tee. John Rahm was only 10-under.
Yeah.
So, right. Dell, do you think Tiger is still in contention? What does he have to shoot today?
In contention for what?
In contention.
For the cup.
What do you mean, in contention?
Well, he's in contention for the cup, right?
Is he in contention to win the tournament
federation?
This weekend?
What cup are they playing for?
They're not playing for a cup.
Is there a federation thing?
No, it's the Farmers.
Is this to qualify for
Torrey Pines? He's already won seven times there.
Is it to qualify?
Yeah. Is it
for
on
something?
Pay-per-view?
Do you qualify for the
it's
Masters?
It's not on pay-per-view. It's on regular television.
Does he get to the Masters if
Who,
he wins?
Who, by the way, next weekend... Next weekend, after the third round, are you guys going to be tuned in on Saturday? Because it's Johnny Miller's last ever telecast.
I wasn't going to, but now I am.
Well, and wait a minute. Is Phoenix not the best tournament because they throw stuff at players?
No, I don't consider that to be good golf.
It is.
I don't consider throwing things at the players to be. I don't know why you think that makes it a better tournament.
It is the best. If you go to this, I've never been there. Chad went last year, and he said it's unbelievable.
So I've been thinking about it. I'm watching Mr. Robot, Dale, and there's all these, as you watch it, you see things that remind you of other TV shows or movies. Like, I remember once I was thinking, man, that's like Fight Club. And that's, and so, you know, like, this is like, this is a lot like The Matrix. This is a lot like Dexter, because he's got this internal. And so I, just yesterday, I Googled Mr. Robot homage, and sure enough, there's a ton of, like, I wasn't wrong. I was right. And one of the first episodes is about Fight, and I was thinking, John's a lot like Tyler Durden's character sometime. The bad John, not the woke John that
Team Jamel.
Not the fake woke John that comes out.
That's
every
not fake woke
27
John.
Seconds a show. I mean the one who wants total anarchy and chaos. The one who goes, isn't this golf tournament great? They throw things at people. That one, Dell. I feel like that John is not good for sports.
I think it's great for sports. I think, okay. Is it not more like every other sport in which you can yell and scream?
Here's what Dick Harmon would
while
do with a coffee in his hand, like he always had.
Yeah. Oh,
what are we throwing things at people?
Remember when Tiger
that's
hit the hole in
golf.
One on that? And they
other players started throwing
and
beer.
All the beer was coming flying in.
I know.
That was the greatest.
It's not an LSU game. It's a golf.
No, but that makes it more. Isn't it that more sports than because in every
golf's
sport
not sports.
You can scream? Yes. Oh, now see, there you go. that's what's wrong with you. See,
I just John just it's like John found out. It's like he just opened an envelope and saw he had a $10,000 tax bill. That's what his face just dropped.
He's like he's used to me and Raheel doing that. I don't think he expected that from you.
No, as soon as I said that, his face dropped like he found out he owed somebody $10,000.
No, but the thing about golf is, oh, you have to be quiet if you make a sound.
Yeah,
a pin
that's right.
Drops, then everybody, you know, and tennis, and oh, you can't talk, and I was distracted. In every other sport, you get to scream at the top of your lungs at the players and hope that they
not in tennis.
I don't.
You're not
that's
allowed
what
to
I
scream.
Said. That's what I said.
You
in
said
tennis too.
Yeah.
Golf and tennis, you can't do that. So a golf is more now. The you know, people, regular people that love sport, they love that about Phoenix.
Not
I love that about Phoenix.
Not when you're standing in front of somebody older at an Astros game in the sixth inning,
oh,
and they tell you you have
like
to sit
little,
down.
Like that poor little girl. That poor little girl that had.
You're being annoying.
That poor little girl
yeah.
that had some kind of ADD
right.
or
and
something.
Then, and then the lady was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, whatever. Yeah.
Sit down and shut up.
Because that is.
You know, I voted for her for, by the way, the
old people
the sports
always do that. You're not allowed to cheer at games.
No, I know.
Up.
But
you
I voted
for
the
city.
Sports awards. You
yeah.
know, they're coming up on February 6th.
Uh-huh.
Patti Smith is doing that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I voted for that little girl for fan of the year because
oh,
I felt so bad.
Fan of the year? I couldn't think of it. I think
well,
I voted,
or the
I
kid that Joe
in.
West that interfered and Joe
yeah.
West called it. I think that was – and Joe West is the most
you know
hated
voted
person
for?
In the world.
The wife of the guy who reached down and grabbed that
yeah.
grabbed that ball, and she's like, what are you doing?
Right, you're an idiot.
It made embarrassed him on
yes,
TV.
Yes,
I voted for her.
I told you I was standing next to Reed Ryan when that happened, mm-hmm. and he got right on the phone. He was actually worried about the guy.
The guy, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not a bunch of animals here.
Yeah, no.
In Philadelphia, the guy might have gotten pummeled.
No, oh my God!
But we're
Chicago?
Not a bunch of animals.
Bartman,
yeah. Bartman's life got completely ruined. And then after they won a World Series, like, hey, let's find Steve Bartman. Let's say everything's good.
Yeah,
and
he
Steve
was like,
Bartman's
screw
like, no,
you.
You know what? Oh, now everything's good.
Oh yeah,
you've ruined my
oh,
whole
no.
life.
Yeah, I had to move to Florida.
Yeah,
jerks.
Now you and then some guy from ESPN comes tracking me down to my apartment complex.
Right.
Yeah, but we're all good now.
Let me ask you this question: who is the best? Who is the number one quarterback?
I think it was Drew Lock at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah,
I think it was Drew Lock.
Somebody said wrote that Haskins has separated himself from all these
oh,
guys.
Oh, well, I thought you said Senior Bowl.
No. Right.
Well, I can tell you this: talking to some NFL people, nobody just says, "Oh yeah, it's Haskins." Nobody. I think that may be a media creation. I don't know.
Racism.
That may be a media creation.
Dal, you think it's racism?
Because sometimes,
on whose
you know,
part?
maybe they like their quarterbacks to not
NFL.
Maybe they like their quarterbacks not to be, you know, a paraplegic in the lower body and actually throw moving their legs too. Because he's got his delivery has no follow through. It's all arm. He's got a big arm. But
he's accurate.
I think he is fairly accurate. He's got arm talent. I've got a number one. But they think Kyler Murray's going one. I sat next to a Cowboy scout yesterday. A guy's been in it for a long time. And he goes, I'll tell you what, buddy. He said, this guy is like, he's been around forever. He's been with the Cowboys for 31 years. He's with the Steelers. He goes, well, I'll say this much, buddy. He goes, we were talking about some of the quarterbacks, Drew Lock and Stidham and Greer, some of the quarterbacks he saw. He goes, it ain't going to be real funny when that little guy from Oklahoma ends up being the first overall pick going to Cliff Kingsbury. I said, well, he's got Josh Rosen. Hey, buddy, you ever seen a Cliff Kingsbury offense? It don't look like that. It don't look like Josh Rosen. It looks like Kyler Murray. And I'm thinking, they're not going to draft Kyler Murray
first.
They
trade Rosen.
I mean, I guess they could, but this guy seemed dead set on. He goes,
well, didn't Cliff
he
say?
Goes, Cliff didn't come here. He goes, let me tell you something, buddy. Cliff didn't go there to have some slow-footed statue that's a sissy mama's boy ready to ruin the whole organization.
Well, he, you know what? No, this organization.
You think they would draft another quarterback?
And trade Josh Rosen.
It would be smart. Before Josh screws
right. Listen, Steve Keim is fighting for his life right now.
There's no question.
Yeah. And what did Cliff say? What did Cliff say?
Well,
I would take Kyler Murray first overall.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, no. Well, if you know what?
It I'm joking. That was when I was trying to get a different
listen,
job.
If Baker Mayfield is doing this and now you got Kyler Murray, I mean, it wouldn't shock me at all. Look at what Baker did for that Browns organization.
There is a thought. So I think
Kansas City.
I knew it. Daniel Jones stuff might get hot. I was told that when the Giants are ready to pick, they'll pick Daniel Jones. That's what I was told. So maybe Daniel Jones goes in the first. But the NFL people I talked to, Duke's Daniel Jones, they weren't all crazy about him either.
No.
And you know who I talked to for about an hour to the point that I was almost late for my plane, except for my plane got delayed by 3.5 hours. George Whitfield, you know, the quarterback guru?
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet Kirk Herbstreit, and I was talking to Kirk. Kirk couldn't have been a better guy.
Is he?
McShay's a little standoffish, but he always has been. Herbstreit, great guy. We talked about some of the guys. And George Whitfield was standing right there and introduced. I thought that might be him. And then we ended up talking for about 45, 50 minutes about this quarterback summit he's going to do and about different players. And he talked about Johnny, that Johnny should have sat a year. Because, you know, he had Johnny. Johnny should have sat a year, and it was the perfect scenario for Pat Mahomes. And he's a big believer in whoever you're drafting. He said Josh Rosen should have sat for a year. He should have absolutely sat for a year and learned. He said, I understand some guys. He said, I think Darnold could do it this year, step in right away. But he's like, man, so many of these quarterbacks would be so much better if they got to watch just for 1 year and just didn't have to do anything.
Well, there's proof on both sides. There's Aaron Rodgers, and then there's Baker Mayfield, what he did this year.
You know? But we talked about that. Yeah. And he said, and he brought up Baker, and he said, Baker was a 3-year starter,
That's true. You
knew he was like a – he said Baker Mayfield was like a – you know, he said, I don't want to compare him to LeBron, but you knew LeBron was ready earlier than most guys are. He said you knew Baker was going to be more ready for
Rosen
it mentally.
Started for – 3 years.
Yeah, he had
hurt.
Some injury stuff, yeah. But yeah, he did too.
All right, we're getting it started. We're Prime Social. It's the birthday, so there's a 10,000 guaranteed noon tournament, which will be awesome. And if you're looking for a place, this is the place to be at noon today. 10,000 guaranteed. Tomorrow, 30,000 guaranteed. So let's get it started. Let's get it started with some testosterone.
All right, we can do that if we want. We get it started with. That's one of the best ways. As a matter of fact. As soon as I'm done here, I got to head over to Men's T Clinic. Today's my day where I go get my treatment and stay on the path of where I'm supposed to be. And, you know, when you go get tested for testosterone and your levels of testosterone, you will find out where your levels should be and whether or not you're there. And if you're not there, they can work on getting you to that level by treating you. And for some of you, you have been diagnosed being low testosterone, but you might have been with another company and not had success. Well, one of the reasons is because whoever is seeing you might not be an actual provider, the one who handles all the chemistry of it all, and they might not have you at the right level. What my friends at Men's T Clinic do is they get in there and they will not only hit you with the first level, but they'll check to see if they need to adjust your dosage either up or down so that you get the optimal benefits. The first thing you're going to see is an energy boost, but by month two or month three, you're going to start to see changes in your body type. And that's because your body is processing more quickly. The lean muscle mass is, you're retaining it, and you have less of the body flab, especially if you're working out or if you are eating right at all. It's like a multiplier for you where it really helps you in that regard. And it just gives you your drive back at the workplace, in the bedroom, everywhere. And if that's an issue for you, you, then don't be a couch potato anymore. Get with my friends over at Men's Tee Clinic. Four locations in the Houston area. Pasadena, there's Pearland, there's Cypress, and there's the Heights. MensTeeClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This Seth Wickersham story about the Browns has so many hidden gems. This one where, now listen, Jimmy Haslam, the owner, used to call Sashi Brown, who is African-American, he used to call him Obama. That was his nickname for him. Mm-hmm. See, I think that's...
Was that a compliment or derisive?
No. I think it's his comparison. Like, you have to find comparisons for players.
Oh, it's a player comp?
It's a player comp. It's a GM comp, okay?
Okay.
He's classy. Okay. He dresses well, handsome. He's all of those things. And he just happens to be African-American.
No, he happens to be light-skinned like Obama. So we're just going to call him Obama because he's the light-skinned guy in my front office.
Well, I did that with Danny Isabella and the wide receiver from UMass and Julian Edelman.
Right.
I understand.
Who are you going to – Dwayne Haskins. You can't comp him to Jameis.
I mean,
you
just can't. Feels like Jameis.
Okay, but you just can't.
But I had to say Drew Bledsoe so that people wouldn't get mad on Twitter.
Right.
We're so afraid of Twitter. Like, Twitter's going to get mad. We better say Drew.
So
Twitter's going to get mad about
here's
what?
The deal.
A comp?
Here's the deal is I think it was just his GM comp. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't think it's offensive.
But Obama wasn't a GM.
Well, but he's still a leader.
I'm sorry. A leader of an organization. The organization is the United States.
The Browns were the leader of the free NFL.
That's not true. But you don't. But Lance doesn't go, yeah, Dwayne.
The Browns finish number one all the time, Dell.
Dwayne Haskins reminds me of, say, LeBron James. He doesn't go to a different sport. Just because LeBron's.
I have before.
No, but you're not allowed to.
I comped Quentin Nelson to a bank safe.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
big, broad, and strong.
Yeah,
I felt like his comp
can't
is a
break
bank
him.
Safe. Yeah.
Yep.
So I felt like that was good. What if they comp?
See,
what if somebody comp Drew Locke to Secretary of Energy, Mitch Hammerstein?
Okay,
which I don't even know who the Secretary of Energy. It's Rick. No, what's Rick Perry?
Oh, I don't know what job did he beg for. I forget.
He's something he's not qualified for. I know.
Yeah, right.
I remember something coming out where like. Oh, that's not good.
He's the Secretary of Energy.
Yeah, Secretary of Energy. Rick, okay.
Drew Locke is Rick Perry.
My comp is Rick Perry for Drew Locke. I'll see how long that lasts, though. Well, that's not going to go well.
Considering this is a new draft season, you should find the guy most likely to get arrested and comp him to Roger Stone.
Ooh.
Who's most likely to get arrested,
likely.
Lance?
Well, we got to find guys who have arrest records.
I want to hear who you think is most likely to get arrested.
All right, let me think of arrest records. Let me think of guys who've been arrested.
I want to hear this one. I want to see how the NFL responds to this. Lance Zierlein feels like
I'm trying to think of a white guy.
This player will be arrested this season.
Everybody right now has their fingers on the Twitter Twitter thumbs. Like, say a black guy. I dare you. I double dog ass dare you.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
I got news for
Del,
you.
Why do you
players,
bait?
Players,
look at Del baiting.
It's his baiting stick that he's hitting people with again.
All right. That's a terrible, Del.
Dad, put my stick
and
up.
And you almost got him to bite.
No, I know.
I just asked
poking.
A question. If he wants to
thank
fall
God
into a
I
trap.
I saved you.
If he wants
I
to fall
you.
Into a trap, that's on him.
Thank God John saved me from
I saved
your
you
bait.
From the clutches of Del.
Here's what I found. Players of all shapes, sizes, and colors get arrested.
That's true.
Good thing you were never arrested when you were that age.
So anyway.
Multiple times.
So anyway.
Do you think John would have been a character red flag coming out of Knox College, Dell?
Of course. Dude most likely to throw his team under the bus. John.
I would have been the Justin Blackman, Josh Gordon. would have been are you red flag? Holy crap. So let me ask you this. I'm going to tell you this. I think that the league, while everybody's pissed and all they put a dress on them and everything else, first of all, we had our quarterbacks healthy this year for the most part, other than a freak deal with Alex Smith.
I sure liked it.
Yeah, it was a better league this year because of it. Instead of watching backups play and whatnot, we're watching the starters, and it's a star league. And guess what? I think it was more exciting. Secondly, NFL concussions dropped 24% this year. 24%. They went from 281 to 214.
Well, I wonder if that's being attributed to fewer helmet to helmets in the open field, wide receiver.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, guys are learning to tackle.
I don't think it's the kickoff stuff. Come on.
I don't know that that's so much, but we'd have to see the stats on where the kickoff.
I kind of like kickoff returns. It kind of, the fact that that's being eliminated
So violent, though. It is clearly the most violent play.
Well, but they eliminated the wedge buster stuff and all that.
Even still, when you're flying down the field, when two guys are just flying down
there
the field,
are some,
that collision.
There are some licks.
Yeah, and I think the game is okay without it. We're all about offense and defense. Special teams is always the third thing.
An important phase, third phase.
It is, but it's taken on less significance now because.
Well, you don't like when there's 50 seconds left, a chance to break it big with a kick. I mean, you still can. You had the kick return the Chiefs got a decent kick return before they scored on the Patriots. So you can still get, as long as you don't go up against a kicker who can just blast out of the end zone.
Because you got 10, that's why.
Well, he didn't do it, though.
Oh,
it was Trayvon Martin out there.
But still, that guy can bust it.
Trayvon, whatever. I can't remember his name. Real fast, yeah.
Well, that's it. It's speed. Trayvon, it's all about speed.
West, I can't remember, but he's a DB who's like a 4.38 40. So I still would have had Reek. I remember thinking, man, I'm having 10 back there. I don't know what y'all are doing. I'm putting 10 back there if I need a return.
We need this game.
Yeah,
this is the most important game. I think we can put 10 back there now. All right, I think we can do that. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 live at Prime Social. It is the place to be today with the $10,000 guarantee tomorrow. $30,000 guaranteed. Today starts at noon, tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here, 7801 Westheimer. I got to talk about John Clay Wolf. Tomorrow you can hear him from, I believe he's on 9 to noon, or maybe it's 8 to noon. Whatever the case may be, dude has a radio show that broadcasts all over in a lot of states. He had to get out of California because he really
out?
Yeah, well, I think so. I don't think this show played very well in California because, the things he says. And you know how California is.
A car show. What does he say?
Oh my God, dude.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I've heard it.
Yeah. The stuff.
The car show is just, that's just a ruse to get on the air.
Yeah, that's just to say stuff, to say ugly things, and to really, really shock and awe. And that's what he does. So if you're looking for a great car show tomorrow morning, it's not really a car show. Although he does give you, if you've got a car, and he'll give you a quote right over the air. On your car, you just tell him what car. This guy is he is amazing at how he can tell you what your car is worth, and he's going to give you the best offer for it. And if he doesn't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, he's going to pay you $100. That's right, pay you $100. All you got to do is get to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You never know who you're going to find here at Prime Social, 7801 West Homer. Rafer Alston, former Rocket, in with us here on ESPN 97.5. You also know him as Skip. He is here hanging out, and we wanted to get him on to talk a little basketball. What's up, Skip?
Doing good. Doing good.
Glad to have you here. How about your Yankees offseason? What's going on?
We look good. We had a situation at shortstop with Didi, his injury. So it's going to be some time for him to come back in. And we picked up Tulu Whiskey and got a,
can't pronounce his name,
but the guy from Colorado who's as tough as Tulu Whiskey, if not better right now, because Tulu Whiskey has some injuries. He's getting older. But
so you just bought another team, trying to buy another title.
It's what you do. Pay your players.
No, just try to.
Or find somebody in single A, or
don't do it better.
The independent league and think they're going to help you win, which doesn't happen right away.
So. No. your Yankees, no, they're going to be good. They're going to be good. There's no question about that. They're a little scary this year. The whole American League. It's going to be good.
American League stuff.
It's going to be good. All right, let's talk about James Harden for a second now. Even you, I mean, how many years were you in the league?
11.
How many?
11 years.
11 years in the league. You know, have you, when you were playing or since you remember, I don't remember anybody playing like this since Wilt.
He's playing at probably the greatest level that a player could play at this point in their career. You know, 60-point nights, 50-point nights, consecutive 30s, 40s. It's just, you know, he's all over the place with the barrage of offense that he has.
So let me ask you this. So I'm sitting in a 3.5-hour delay to get out of Mobile, Alabama, with some NFL scouts who live in Houston.
I remember Mobile.
Yeah, we were there for the Senior Bowl. So I was there and with scouts who actually live in Houston but work for other teams.
Right.
And the topic at the table was James Harden. Everyone was talking about James Harden. And the topic that was really brought up was something actually that John talked about yesterday, which was, can he withstand – hold on.
What was that, Joe?
Can he withstand all the energy he's having to exert? Is this gonna beat him down at the end of the year? Because I believe when James gets on these rolls and he gets something in mind, just like the triple doubles,
right. This
is now a thing for him. He wants to average over 36 a game like Mike did. You know, I think he likes doing this. I'm not saying it in a selfish way.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you help the team win, you're not doing stuff. But if he keeps trying to chase this, because he is playing great, is that going to how detrimental could that be to him physically down the road?
You know, it depends what the condition he's in.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, if his off season was strong as far as working out and taking care of your body, so that's on James.
Can you really do it in season? Is there any condition?
Some people try. It works for some. It doesn't work for some. You know, that used to be the old school way.
Yeah,
guys coming out of shape, play themselves in shape, but I don't know about now. But it's on him. You know, if he's in condition and the best condition that a player could be in to sustain it, then he can. I think the it's not sustain it. It's just if he does finish the season strong, what do you do in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Because in the playoffs, he's gonna have to play that level just for them to stay in the series.
It's going to be sustainable.
Depending on the health of the rest of the guys.
Well, but here's the thing. It's when Capella and Paul come back, does he have to keep on doing this?
No, at that point, no. But I think when they first get back, the first couple of games, you have to do it because you don't know where they're at.
Right. Well, will he be able to readjust his game? Because now he's shooting 17 threes a game. Averaging 17 threes a game.
No, it's 13.7. 17 is this month.
This month.
Yeah.
That's what now he is.
Right, now
he is. This month. This month he's averaging 17 threes a game. He's averaging 32 shots a game.
Mm.
I mean, so is he going to go, well, you know what, I'm going to take a step back because everybody's back? Or is he going to go, nah, this is what I do now?
Listen, he's great enough. He's great enough to continue on this path. You know, no one is questioning his greatness right now. But, you know, it's going to be tough because if Capella and Paul, they come back and they still have those lingering effects of the injury and they're not playing 70% of themselves, then, you know, he's going to have to continue to play at this level.
But if Chris is healthy, he's not going to want James shooting 23s in a game.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not on Chris. It's James' team. You know, Chris is going to have to get with the Harden program.
Talk about that.
Harden does have to get with the Paul program.
Is the Harden program good enough to win, or do you have to have Chris Paul?
You know,
Chris made it different last year.
He did.
It's good enough to win. It's just
good enough to win
it
all?
Can you sustain it? And that's the problem in the playoffs. Because, you know, if you look at his numbers in the playoffs, the three-point shooting is bad.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's can he do it in the playoffs? That's all. And I think even as great as he is, I'm telling you, I love him. He's great. He understands. I'm sure him as a player with all the accolades over these years since leaving OKC, he understands, look, I have to do it in the playoffs and win the championship, or else it's just all regular season.
But we see that, though, with a lot of athletes, though. Andy Dalton, he never wins in a postseason, and that monkey just keeps growing and growing on your back, and all of a sudden now James Harden is going to be pressing. That makes it even worse.
Yeah. The difference between Andy Dalton and James Harden, like last year, they had the pieces to the puzzle to win it all. It just, you know, Paul gets hurt.
They go 0-27.
Yeah. Yeah, but they got to stop shooting threes. That's on them. No one told them to keep shooting threes. No one told them to do it.
But that's what they do.
That's what I'm saying. No one told them to do it.
You can penetrate, too.
Right. But Andy Dalton, his team is good enough to make the playoffs.
That's it.
James Harden's team is good enough to go to the conference finals, and if things bounce their way, go to the finals.
Who was it that was terrible in the postseason? The pitcher just got it together.
Price.
Yeah, David Price.
Yes.
Sometimes, and you know what? The whole narrative, once you do it once – John Elway can't win a Super Bowl. John Elway can't win. Once you do it once.
But it's not like James has been terrible in the postseason. It's just elimination games he's terrible
in. Yeah.
He
has not shot well from three.
Right. In the postseason. He's not shot
his
well
shooting
from three.
That's all, yeah, no one ever mentions that. Right. The numbers look pretty good, but when you dig into the shooting percentages, that stuff comes down. Rafer Alston's with us right now. I want to get back to something you talked about that you specifically, you'll uniquely be aware of. And that is the dynamics of it's this guy's team. What happens when LeBron comes into Dwayne Wade's team? Talk about that for a second, about the dynamic of the pecking order of an NBA locker room on the court. How that, you know, can that change midseason? It was always been James's team. But Chris and P.J. Tucker, I felt like, and to the same extent, he's not here anymore, but Trevor Ariza. I mean, you had some different personalities that were kind of strong guys, too, I think, that helped with James. Now this is like Trevor's gone. P.J.'s not the same player this year. Mm-hmm. And Chris is on the court. And like you mentioned it, well, this is definitely James's team. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, no,
it's historic James Harden right now.
You know, he's the best player on the team. So it's his team. But you have dynamic personalities that – and their resume speaks for themselves, so they could command the locker room.
But they got to get on board now, don't they?
Yeah, but PJ's on board.
Yeah.
PJ knows his role.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
PJ's not.
I'm thinking Chris, if the dynamic changes, Chris has to change with it, doesn't he?
He has no choice. His body is telling him he got to change with it. You know what I'm saying? So these guys are great. Chris knows that. It's just, you know, he doesn't have the same body he had when he was with the Hornets.
So
he doesn't have the same body. His body is
his body. Melo not okay. So Melo, it's not his. Wasn't his body? His game just isn't as good. I mean, it happens when you get older.
No, yeah, well, Melo has a lot of. He had a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, you know, right.
Melo.
He still considers himself. No. I know.
He's supposed to. You played against the best athlete. If you consider yourself anything less than one of the best athletes, then you need
to fit in. But Vince Carter has been able to. There's a lot of veterans who can shift. Later in their career,
Vince Carter is there for locker room purposes.
Good, in a positive way.
I can help the youngsters because I've been there, done that.
But so. He did that. At one point, he was up there real high, too.
Well, see, and that's
PJ. A locker room.
I thought PJ Tucker, too, and Chris Paul, while they weren't the best players, see, James allegedly isn't the best leader. You know what? James is the best player, but not necessarily the best leader. And Chris Paul and PJ Tucker changed that locker room.
That's what I'm saying. So if Harden's the best player, he's going to be the leader and this is his team because that's who he is, the best player. But you have guys like Chris Paul and Tucker who their resumes speak for themselves, their personalities and everything. So they could command the locker room just as well as James can.
Right.
And James can respect
him. And they embrace that role more.
Exactly. But they also know they can only go but so far.
Yeah.
You see, it's the same thing when I play with McGrady and Yao. I could command the locker room. I could say something in the locker room, but I can't go far.
Do y'all have any kind
of – You see what I'm saying? Because that's their team. I can't go far. I can't overstep those boundaries.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
so
you,
we understand
you understood that.
That.
You understood
they
that.
They understand
But some guys
that.
Don't do that.
Some people rebel.
Yeah.
That's all. Some people just rebel, and it gets them nowhere.
and they don't stay with the same team because they will get you out of a locker room.
You think if I was on the team right now with Harden, I'm a rebel? You know, I might say what I need to say because I've been in the playoffs. I've been on team. And so I might say what I need to say, but I'm not about to go too far and rebel against Harden. I'm not going to do that. What's the team?
I'm curious. Was Yao any kind of a factor in the locker room? He seems like such
Yao
a nice –
Yao can be, but that's just – like I said, it's not in his DNA.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I didn't think it was.
One thing about Yao, why he commands the locker room, because he did it by example every day.
And that still matters?
Right? So with practice at 11, Yao's in there at 9 getting his work done. And he's getting his treatment. He's working hard. So by the time I come, I always came – practice at 11, I always came an hour, so I'm at there 10. He's already – Yao Ming is already in the sweat and the lather.
Right.
Right? So when I walk in – I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. He doesn't have to say a word because I'm like, man, you know what? I need to do what you're doing.
How good was y'all?
Yeah, I was the greatest. He's one of the greatest big men to play the game. Just imagine, I mean, if the referees would have
called
more.
You really
believe that? Yeah. What if the referees called more fouls for him?
I didn't feel like he got the respect from fans he deserved.
Well or the refs.
No, no. I'm just saying we have to deal with
fans. Fans are fans. Listen, you know, we don't know what.
In the league,
think
he was respected?
Think about this. We don't know what the fans want.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I love fans. I play in a lot of different cities. I still know what do you want? Like I've been playing here at at the Toyota Center, and the game is starting, and all I can see is velvet cake looking seats. In it. Mm-hmm. So as a fan, if you have all this to say, why aren't you in your seats?
Right, right, right.
Why aren't you getting to the game and getting that Toyota Center loud? And
you were lucky because they probably weren't tweeting at you yet.
Yeah.
If you would have stayed in the league longer, you could have got tweeted.
It don't matter. I'm a strong person. They can say what they want about me.
let's break. Let's break.
That's the New York.
let's break. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't.
Skip is great.
But I do have one thing to say. He mentioned people. He said scouts were there for the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
Mobile, Alabama.
Right.
And they were talking about basketball.
Yeah. Right.
Now, these scouts about to miss. They're going to miss out on a good pick because they're wearing my basketball. see what I'm saying? About professional sports.
Good. I hope they weren't Texans. I hope they weren't Texans.
I just hope the Cowboy Scout wasn't down there lollygagging.
He was. The Cowboy Scout was down there lollygagging.
Well, no, he wasn't part of the basketball discussion.
Damn it.
He wasn't part of the basketball.
Screw the Cowboys.
But James is being James is being talked about right now across the board
by everybody. All right, let's take a break. We got Skip with us here on ESPN 97.5 live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. 10,000 guaranteed today at noon, 30,000 tomorrow at 2. Right now, though, we're talking about Cheers. If you have some cocktails while you're playing or whenever, then I got the solution for you. It's Cheers. It was Thrive last year. Now it's Cheers. All right, cheershealth.com. Cheershealth.com. You need to take 3 pills before you go to bed. After your last drink, you take 3 pills before you go to bed, and you're going to feel better the next day. Guaranteed. 50% better. And if not, they're going to give you your money back. All right? So here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to skip that hangover, or even if you just have a couple of drinks, no one's advocating binge drinking. What we're saying is, even if you just have a couple of drinks, you're going to feel a little bit sluggish. It's natural. That's what happens to your body, especially if you're over 30. Here's what you do. You take 3 of these Cheers pills, and you, my friends, are going to feel better. CheersHealth.com, CheersHealth.com. If you order today, you'll get it by 4 o'clock tomorrow because they're right here in Houston. CheersHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, live at Prime Social, noon. 10,000 guaranteed. You been playing it, Skip?
Yeah, I might play it.
10,000 guaranteed.
I play in it.
How about tomorrow? 30,000.
30,000 guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Like, I tell you, man, my son is 10 years old. He's really into ball. Like, yesterday, I took him in the driveway training him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how old is he?
I'm going to say he's 10. 10. He really, really loves ball. He wants to be like his dad. So And I never forced ball on him. I want him to go at his own pace, develop the love for it and the passion, and he's got it already. And you know, so some of these days I just got to take the time out and just get him right. Get him right.
Yep.
Yeah. After poker.
So
that's how I always looked at parenting. Oh yeah. After I'm done golfing.
After my hobby.
So Rafer Alston is with us here live at Prime Social, hanging out here. Okay, so here are the all-stars. James finally made it. You know, the fans had Derrick Rose in.
I got Derrick Rose in.
You in as a starter?
It's fan voting.
No, I know. But guess what?
It's fan
voting. He's not starting.
Even if I didn't have a starter, I have him in as a reserve.
As a reserve.
Yeah, he's one of the best. But he shouldn't be ahead of
Steph. He shouldn't be ahead of Steph or James.
There's a lot of people that should be ahead of somebody, but it's fan voting. He just got more. He has more fans.
Well, he had more fans, but he didn't get in because the players and the coaches said no, or media said no.
Yeah, because they're not abiding by the rules. The fans vote him in. He should be in. Yeah. Plain and simple. But you see how things are in life.
That's right.
Yeah, double standard.
No. They're correct. They're not dumb like fans, okay? Because the fans voting James Harden not starting an All-Star game would
but
be a,
what the NBA should be, and the people should do is take the fan vote out. Because what you're saying now is the fan vote doesn't care. Doesn't matter now. The fans voted Derrick Rose a starter, but the coach and the player is going to say no, that's not right.
Right.
So wait. They're mad.
So it's weighted.
They're mad at the fans. But what if the fans stop coming to the arenas and coming to the game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, screw the fans.
See, we don't think things through.
Yeah.
No. The fans. You got to think it through.
You know what I would say? Screw the fans. Here's the deal. I think you got it right, though. Don't you want the best guys out there? Derrick Rose can make the team. He shouldn't start.
Then take it away from the fans.
They have it right. Well, all I'm saying is, but according to what the NBA the protocol is, the fans vote the starters.
The game doesn't matter. Right, it's an exhibition game,
but
it's meaningless.
Well, Paul George is starting instead of Anthony Davis.
Okay,
right? good call or bad call?
Well, by basketball standards, it's not a good call. But like Skip's saying, it's not.
Well, but the media, the players, and the fans. This is how it turned out with the weighted each a third.
The fans voted Paul George over Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Right. So why didn't the players go back and the coaches say what Anthony Davis deserves? Why they did the Derrick Rose? Why didn't do it for Anthony Davis?
Two-thirds.
Yeah. It's just like the NBA, but everything about the NBA is about the name on the back of the jersey.
Right. Well, Anthony Davis, the players voted for Anthony Davis.
LeBron James could travel. If Austin travels, they're going to call it, but they're not going to call LeBron James.
The fans voted for Luka Doncic, and he didn't get there. He didn't even sniff it with the players or the media.
Because the NBA needs to make sure the overseas fans can vote too.
Right. Can they not?
Yes.
International. I think
online.
The international.
You can vote online. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Doncic beat out Durant. Doncic finished second ahead of Durant and Paul George and
like?
Anthony
I'm going to tell you the truth. This feels like, remember when they went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck? It's like, that's not fair. You shouldn't be able to go from one quarterback almost straight into another one that could be a Hall of Famer. They go from Dirk into Doncic. That's crazy because that guy can
listen,
ball.
People passed on him, on Luka.
Right.
They passed
on Dirk too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get it right. They're not experts.
They did it right.
They're not experts.
No.
No.
They may come across as experts. They may act like experts. They may walk around with their head all high like they know what they're doing.
Right.
But they're not experts. Right? Sam Bowie is better than Michael Jordan according to the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, they make mistakes.
Oops.
Marcus Morris is better than Kawhi.
Right. Oops.
According to Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Nope.
God bless his soul. You know, did we talk about Dirk Nowitzki? Guess who he's traded for? Robert Traylor.
Yeah.
God bless his soul. That's one of my good friends. May he rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Oops.
Yeah. Well, you missed.
Well, that's a draft.
Yeah. And these are people that are doing that.
Yeah, and you know who got off to a terrible start? Dirk. Skinny. Not strong, struggled at first. Remember when Yao struggled? Well, you weren't there the first year. But Yao struggled early on in the season, and everyone's like, oh, my God, they just missed. They could have had Jay Williams.
As most players do.
I know.
It's a whole – the NBA is a different –
But game. Even
– look at your best college player. They come in, they first year, they struggle because it's a different –
Will Zion struggle?
Well, nowadays they might not struggle because it's a young league.
Zion's a freak show.
So if you're an 18-year-old, you're coming right in. You're right amongst your peers, right? The best player on your team is 19.
You know, is it?
See, it's different. We come to the league. We come to the league, and we got grown men. We still got little teenage bodies. These guys are strong. They 30-something years old. The majority of the league is 30 and above. You know,
that's why Zion's a different guy because he's built like LeBron was coming out.
Ray for Austin with us here at Prime Social. Do you wish that you were in this league now? Not because of the money and everything else, but it's a more of a guard league now than ever, isn't it?
I think I wish I was playing for the fans' sake because it's so up and down, open court, that I would, you know, I would give them so much flair, passion, and then the dramatic, you know, the behind the neck passes, the over, like I would give him, you know, I probably give him more skits of my Lou then, you know, than just Ray
for
Austin.
It's more open, court, right?
It's more, yeah, you know, and you know, I pride myself on not turning the ball over, but now you could turn the ball, you could average 5 turns a game, and
it's not that coach, big.
It's the thing to do now. Right. You know, I hated when I had 2 turnovers, and I could play 36 minutes a night. I hated to have a 2 turnovers. I'm like, damn, I got cost my team,
right.
I look at the Boscos now. Guys got 5 turnovers, and they're like, "Yeah, he's a superstar." I'm like, "Well, I was." That's some of those things. I'm playing the wrong time. Yeah. I threw the ball in the third row, and I'd have pumped my fist. And at free agency, I'd ask for $40 million. Like, how dare you not give me $40 million? I turned over 5 times a game.
They'll say, "Well, it says here you didn't average 28.6."
Listen,
that's the other thing that goes with the 5 turnovers.
You're not lying.
You did not have 12 assists to 11 assists a game.
No, I didn't.
No, but you're right. In the open court, it's funny because you came up from a city where, you know, the flair is there, but at the same time, there was no punk basketball. Like you had to.
No.
It's not like you just had a free run to the rim either.
Not at all. You can check. By free throw line.
That's what I'm saying. You had a little of both.
No hand checking anymore. None of that. I mean,
listen, you can't breathe on somebody in the NBA right now. God forbid, if you breathe on somebody, it's a foul. God forbid you got bad breath. You're going to get ejected. So it's like now, like the funniest part when they show replays of some of the fouls they call, you're like, no one touched him.
Yeah.
No one touched him. It's like, what did he do?
Anticipation fouls.
Yeah. And you get your head sick.
I don't think
Jeff Van Gundy could come back and coach in the league.
Jeff is one of the greatest coaches.
This brand of basketball,
he's one of the greatest minds in the game. Right now, it's not for him. I would love to see him go back and be a coach and win one. But this is not the time.
You think he could adjust to this 3-point
game? No, he would lose his natural mind.
You think he could adjust to this 3-point game?
Oh, no, Jeff, he can adjust. One thing about him, he's a basketball. He has one of the greatest basketball minds. It's everything else surrounding the game. It's come on. One thing about Jeff. Jeff is a hard-nosed guy, and
he wants you to love the game. Love have that high basketball character, right?
Yeah,
the guys love the game like they used to. Do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm not around those guys. For me, it'll be hard to say they do with the inflation of the contracts. It'll be hard.
I think that's the nature. Everyone in any business,
that's
in anything
now.
If you start making a certain amount of money,
give me.
Then you don't have. It's hard to have that same desire and drive to keep trying to reach.
But
for
see,
a
nowadays
goal.
It's about their brand. So I say that is because so now I'm thinking, do they care more about what they could do off the floor as opposed to what they could do on the floor?
We see that with Antonio Brown.
That's
I think.
So I'm not there. So I'm not saying they do it. I just say I'm not around. I could say. You know, when I was playing, the passion was there. You know, I mean, playing McGrady, people just think, oh, they look at his body language. Oh, no, he could be furthest from. It could be he's furthest from that. This is a man who worked out after the game, before the game. You know,
we got a break.
You gotta go play some poker.
We appreciate you, man.
I don't know if they called me.
All right, well, hang on.
All right, well, you stay. You keep staying here as long as you want.
Well, I got to talk about.
You need somebody to bust out.
How about a little gambling? How about this weekend? You can bet on the Pro Bowl. It's a pick 'em. Okay. Well, you want some? Come get some. Rockets tonight against Toronto. Let me find that line for you. Listen, I don't care what it is. If there's it's a game. It's politics. It's the Oscars. Whatever, Australian Open, even you can even bet on tennis. Who bets on tennis? Listen, if you're looking for anything, anywhere, anytime, you, my friends, can bet on it at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. It's that simple. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag and promo code radio, and you can start playing. It is so sweet. I love it. I love it. Soccer? All you have to do is follow Jerry Bowe, and you're making money. Canadian football, Fred will help you out with that. Australian rules football, nobody can help you with that. Horse racing, Fred will do that too. hockey, rugby, wrestling, religion. You can bet on religion. That's right. You can bet on religion at mybookie.ag. Next Pope specials. Who's going to be the next Pope? You could get you got futures on that. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.